Hello.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Care Agency Family First Care in regards to Jameer Benson.
Yes.
Hi, I had two contacts on file. I'm sorry. I didn't know who to call, either you or Miss Laricia.
I'm Laricia.
Oh, you are. Okay. It says that this is the grandmother, so this is your number.
Yes, this is my number, but I'm actually with the grandmother right now.
Okay, so I have both of you. Do you guys have a second to talk about his case?
Yes, one moment.
Yep.
Okay. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we're both here.
Perfect. So, hello to both of you. My name is Allison. I'm calling from Family First Care in regards to Mr. Benson. I assist patients and the families through the long-term care enrollment process and the application until you guys are on to services started. So, I took a look at his Medicaid profile. Is there any reason why he's still under child Medicaid by any chance?
We don't know. He's 20 years old, so we don't know.
He had what is it called?
An appointment.
Okay.
No, he's supposed to have been under it. So I don't know what's wrong. I don't know when it happened.
We don't know the answer to that.
That's okay. So for the program that we usually take, it is called Community Health Choices Waiver Program. He is young for that. That is 21 and older. However, we do accept another program that is 18 to 59. And that is called, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the OBRA, OBRA waiver, but it has the same benefits as the Community Health Choices, the family member taking care of one another, the Meals on Wheels, medical equipment, all that you guys need. It's just a different age bracket. So they would, during this application, kind of transition him to adult Medicaid because that is 18 years and older.
Uh-huh.
And they would put him, let me see. No, he can keep his current insurance on file. They would just accept him to the program. So it would go straight through the state instead of an insurance and process through there. So again, during this process and during the application, they can transition him from child to adult.
Okay, and will that interfere with any of the services that he's currently receiving? Like, we don't know why it's that way, but we don't know.
What
okay.
He did. So.
Got it. So he currently has Keystone First. This is what I'm seeing on his profile. So I see that he has Keystone First regular physical health plan, child plan in Philadelphia. And then I see that he receives disability as well. Let me see.
Yeah.
Now I also have on here that his primary care physician is Hannah Facy at Jefferson Health.
Yes, they're trying to transition him now from Children's Hospital. They're doing like one doctor at a time.
Okay.
They tried, like they did one doctor 1 month. They're trying to do another doctor. Because he see more than one doctor.
Yeah. I bet. He's young.
Yes. He's 20.
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
He
has multiple disabilities.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, is it more physical?
They like you. They trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Is it more physical or is it more cognitive with him?
It is both.
Both. Okay.
Because of his ankles.
Yeah.
Because of his low syndrome, his ankle, he stands up. He barely can walk.
Okay, I see here, low syndrome.
And he got to get the moving so that he can walk.
Okay.
They don't know how to put it in there, so I don't either. I'm just the grandmom. I'm not a medical doctor.
You're all good.
I'm not a medical doctor.
So yeah.
I don't know how to put it.
So, okay, now, No, 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 no.
Okay.
Please, we're all on the same page because I'm trying to figure out what. So I know how to handle a regular application. I would tell them if you want to apply him for long-term care, you can do the transition from child to adult Medicaid. I just don't know what's covered under his current plan. So I don't know if he gets, like, you said dialysis. Like, I don't know if it's covered under his Keystone First because he doesn't have Medicare. Yeah, it's covered.
Everything for him is covered under Keystone First right now.
Okay.
No, he don't get dialysis yet.
Not yet. Okay.
No.
I would advise that you probably should. I'm not going to do anything with his case right now.
He also has a heart monitor in his chest.
Okay.
So,
he's very sick. Okay.
He got a lot going on, but
He's not on medication.
Okay. Now
they took him off so they can see what he has to do.
Okay.
They took him off the medicine so they wanted to know the next time he goes to clinic.
Yeah.
What they going to do that.
So they're doing tests and stuff now for him.
Yeah, they doing more. They always testing him, no matter what.
Every
time you go to hospital, it's like they don't know what to do with the kid because of his low syndrome.
Yeah.
They just don't know how to work with it because there's not many kids with it.
Yeah, because it's so rare.
Yes, that's what it is. It's so rare. It's like 100 people in America that has it.
Wow. Okay, so right now I'm going to advise, don't go through with this program as of yet. I want to see, since you guys are doing all these tests, or he's always getting tested, and since you guys are still waiting for answers, I don't want to switch anything on him. Now, what was the appointment that you guys made?
Well, everything falls under the low syndrome.
Okay.
If you put the low syndrome, and they just is in anybody's computer. If they get it, they'll see that everything that's wrong with him is right there on there.
Yeah.
Everything comes from the low syndrome. You know, it kills the organs and the bones.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. It cripples them up.
Okay, I'm going to see it. So he definitely can benefit from this long-term care program. I just want to see and make sure that I'm not going to switch anything on him when we enroll him into the OBRA program. So what I'll do is I'm going to do a little Q&A with the state. I can give them a call, and I can give you guys a call back so I can brief you about how to move forward for him and what the best plan of care for his situation is. Because I don't want to give you the regular answer and say, yeah, apply him, and then he gets everything switched on him. Absolutely not. I'm not going to do that. So I'm gonna call in to one of the representatives I have at the state in long-term. They work for LTIS, the Long-Term Independent Services District, and then I'll get back to you guys on this.
Okay.
I am in office until 5 o'clock. Are you guys busy this afternoon? Did you want me to call you tomorrow?
Oh, if you get an answer from them today, you can give us a call back today.
Yeah, perfect. Once I get my answer, I'm going to call right after I hang up with you guys. And once I get my answer, I'll give you a call back.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right, I'm going to try and, if I can't help you with these programs, I want to point you guys in the right direction for him.
I appreciate that.
I'll help you to the best of my ability, I promise.
Listen, I've been doing all the work, but right now I am 72.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's not easy. All the benefits, the
disability. Too much right now.
Yeah.
Too much for me.
The paperwork is way too much. They make it way too complicated. So I'll get some answers. I'm going to make a list of my questions after speaking with you guys, and I'm going to reach out to them and see if there's any other programs that we can get them into.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you guys a call back today, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. My name is Allison.
Okay, Allison. We appreciate that.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure. We'll talk soon. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.